So apparently it's time to throw away your carefully crafted scraps of polka dots and floral fabric. Well, mine isn't like that, I have to say. Apparently they're just rags masquerading as masks. Many of the country's DHBs are banning cloth masks because they don't do very much to protect you. Physician Dr. Richard Everts is an infection expert, and he has everything that we need to know about which mask to use, how to wear it and how to wash it, and he joins us now. Good evening, Richard.
Good evening, Karen.
That's a bit of a shocker, banning cloth masks and not able to use them, because most of us thought they were okay.
Well, it's not a shock for those of us who are already working in healthcare, because the DHBs, as you say, and some medical practices have banned them already, the cloth masks, and we've used the disposable medical masks for a long time.
Yes, sorry, not a shock that they're banning them in DHBs, but for many of us, if I just look around the office here, many people have cloth masks here. So what do you think to yourself when you see people sporting cloth masks that are, you know, hanging around their chins?
Well, the cloth masks look great. So they're fashionable, and I guess they're good for the environment because you're not throwing out a disposable mask as often, so they're good for landfills, and in the developing countries it's good that you don't end up with lagoons full of masks floating around, but they just on average don't work as well as a medical mask. So those medical masks that you can buy in a supermarket or a pharmacy, as long as you choose one that's got the standards written on the box or the packet, and it says that it meets the high standards, you know you're getting a product that is 50 years, 100 years of research in the making. They're very well designed. They've got tiny little holes that stop viruses getting through. They've got several layers. They've got static charge that captures the virus. So when you buy those commercial disposable blue masks, you know you're getting something that really filters out the bugs, as long as they fit nicely.
Right, so they've got to be fitting right around the nose, and make sure that you do the pinch thing over the nose with the, you know, the
metal bar.
Yeah, the metal bar.
Yeah, absolutely right. You want it to fit nicely. There's no point in having tiny holes that are a millionth of a meter in size. And then you've got a hole beside your cheek or around your nose that a bumblebee could fly through.
so
this is really important, and I'm looking forward to the government releasing some more information for the public about how to make your masks fit better.
That's a good idea.
A lot of us will put a little hair clip or tie knots in them to hold them tighter against the back of your head.
Oh, yes, okay. Christina has texted to say, could you please ask Dr. Everts regarding the efficacy of a multi-layer mask with high-value filter? Can't think of the brand, but it's a well-regarded wool-derived insert. The tech has been used by NASA, in fact. So there are masks and masks, cloth-wise, just as there are okay and better ones in the 4- and 5-layer filters. I see some masks which are rendered silly because of the gaps at the cheek that you could drive a bus through. So she wants to know if, you know, some of them, as she said, you know, some of them, what brand would that be? The one I've got one in front of me, the Synovia, which is from Israel. Do you know that one?
No, I don't.
Ah.
But she's absolutely right that the disposable masks, there's quite a range of quality. So the best ones are more than 98% efficient at stopping viruses, and if you can get them to fit, they're great. But there are also some cheaper ones that don't fit very well and don't filter as well. Just like the cloth masks, there's a huge range. So the very best ones that I know of anyway are made by Lenarco in Auckland, and they also make products for NASA, so that's probably what she's talking about. And they may be up to 90% effective, and they'll fit very well. So they're great. They've got multiple layers, and they can withstand at least a few washes. The problem is that you also have some terrible cloth masks that might only be one or two layers, or even if they're three layers, they're made of material that's just not, the holes are too big and it's just not stopping the viral, the virus-sized particles that you need it to.
So
you could have a beautiful-looking mask that looks like it fits and it's colourful and you wash it a few times and you may feel protected by it, but it might be letting 80 or 90% of all the viruses through.
Yeah, it's incredible to those of us, you know, to those of us who don't really understand that fully as much as you do in regard to viruses and the size of them. We're hearing about Omicron and how it can, you know, it seems like it's able to get through fabric. And how is that? What, you know, how does it do that?
Well, because it's a millionth of a metre in size, it's just so tiny that the holes in the masks will let it through. And that's why you need masks with multiple layers and with tiny holes and with static. So if you really want the best mask, they're the commercial ones, the disposable ones that we call N95 masks. And you can buy them online or via pharmacies, and they will be 10 times the price of the normal mask. So you might pay $2 or $4 or $5 depending on the supply, but those masks have got tiny holes and five layers and static, and I think more importantly, they're designed to fit extremely well. So you're going to get more than 95% protection from wearing one of those. And if I was a member of the public who felt very vulnerable, so if you were pregnant or elderly or you had a weak heart or you were on some pills that weakened your immune system, I would invest in an N95 mask because they are the best. The second best are the much more common medical masks, the blue ones that most people are wearing.
Yes. We've been hearing that nobody can get hold of these N95 masks. Very difficult to find these days, but I'm not sure how. I haven't looked for one, so I don't know whether that's true or not.
No, I haven't looked for one either of the last month or two, but they're making them in huge quantities around the world and even in New Zealand. So we've got them supplied for healthcare, which is where they're most important.
Okay, so the advice is as soon as possible, get rid of your homemade masks and your cloth masks, and you know, if you can get an N95, get hold of that. You mentioned Lenarco, an Auckland brand, and just the ones with the blue on one side and the white on the other.
And make sure they fit nice and tight and you're wearing them properly. And my involvement with masks started last year when I became aware of some Pacific Islands that had zero or very small numbers of masks. So I did some research with University of Otago people looking at how to wash them without damaging. And that's where we discovered that the medical masks, the disposable blue ones, you can gently wash them in warm water for 10 seconds or put them in boiling water for a few minutes, and it cleans them and disinfects them after they've been dried anyway. So it's very good at cleaning and disinfecting them, and it only reduces their filtering by 10% or so.
Gee, how many times can you do that?
Well, in our study, we did it 10 times.
Yes.
And if you just gently rinse them in warm water for 10 seconds and then hang them up overnight to dry, you can do that 10 times, and at the end of those 10 times, they're still 90% as good as when they're new.
That's good advice. Well, so many more questions for you. This person asks, can the virus get you through your eyes?
Yes, it can. It's much more likely to get in through your nose and mouth, but it can get in through your eyes. So if you are really at high risk, for example, if you're a doctor or a nurse and or a hairdresser maybe that's standing right in front of somebody's face, you might wear a visor or some kind of goggle that protects your eyes. And but that's what doctors and nurses, you'll see them doing when they're testing you by doing your nasal swab, or if they're doing operations or they're assessing you in an emergency department, that's the standard to wear eye protection.
And just very quickly, Michael says, I've started a tidy beard. What's the best mask for me?
Pass. I think a good razor is the best solution if you're really worried about COVID.
Yeah, right. Very practical. Thank you very much, Richard.
You're welcome.
Yeah, great to talk to you. That's Dr. Richard Everts, an infection expert. So there you go. You've got it.